The Burt Show.
So, what is the difference between intuition and I've lost the place on my schedule?
Anxiety.
That it is.
Yes.
I'm having both right now.
So, this is something I've talked about pretty frequently on my podcast, The Breakup Breakdown, which is on Burt's network, the Pioneer Network, which he owns. And every week I have a Tuesday episode that comes out where people talk about their most insane breakup stories. I've had people talking about their exes sleeping with their sisters, people talking about their exes sleeping with their mothers. It's a family affair on The Breakup Breakdown. And then on the follow-up episode on Thursday, we'll dive into like a different topic that is brought up in the breakup story. And the one thing that I say, I think comes up more than any other topic is how to follow your gut. Like I always ask at the end, I'm like, okay, what's your advice? Like if you feel like somebody else is going through this, like what would you tell them to get through it? And the one thing that I feel like comes out 9 out of 10 times is trust your gut.
Your heart lies.
Your heart lies, but your gut doesn't. But the problem is, I'm like, well, how do you know it's your gut? How do you know it's your gut? Can you trust your gut? Is there science behind it? So this season, I've specifically been diving into that a lot with some experts and just kind of doing my own research on it. So this week, I interviewed a cognitive behavioral therapist who talked to me a little bit about like how you can differentiate whether or not you're just projecting your own fears and past traumas on your partner, or if it's actually like a gut feeling that something might be going on.
Yeah, so the work I had to do over the last couple of years is my gut has always been accurate. The work that I had to do is, why didn't I do something about it?
You don't listen to it.
I don't listen to it. I'll make excuses for it. But the insecurity factor was so high that I just decided not to listen to it. But I always saw it.
Yeah, well, you listen to it, so you hear it.
Oh, yeah.
You listen to it,
yep.
But you don't trust it.
Too scared to do something about it.
Yeah. So why don't you trust your gut? Like, are you just out-logicking your gut? Like, oh, well, it logically doesn't make sense.
I could go in. There's a bunch of different levels psychologically on why, but I understand it a lot. It all stems from childhood.
Yeah.
Feeling embraced, feeling dismissed all the time, not having, you know what? It's all psychological mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, we got 2.5 minutes left, so don't take up my time.
You asked.
Well, you know, I was just trying to, you know, involve you in the conversation.
There's a real beauty of going through therapy and really going through the hard stuff and saying the stuff in therapy that you hate to say out loud.
Yeah.
Because it really is the only way to get through it. Like, I will never, ever, ever not act on my gut. Ever again, but it took years to get here.
Right. Well, where I was going with that is if you're trying to out-logic your gut, if your gut feels like it's telling you one thing, but it's not as logical as what you tell yourself in your head, actually, your gut is way more of a logical path than you think that it is, because really what your gut is actually your brain recognizing patterns in your life and just noticing them again showing up, which is that gut feeling of, oh, I think I've seen this film before and here it is again. But you out-logic it because you think just because it happened then doesn't mean it's happening now. So if you're noticing your boyfriend picking up his phone and kind of turning it away from you, that's something you're clocking.
Yeah, a healthy person can see the manipulation and do something about it. An unhealthy person, like I have been for a very, very, very long time, can see it, but then starts to question their own gut based on somebody else's words. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It took me years to realize that I feel like the majority of the times that I got myself into trouble or into a bad situation, it was because I thought with my heart or I listened to my heart as opposed to going with my gut.
So the therapist that I interviewed this week, her name is Joanna Hardis, and she specifically specializes in generalized anxiety therapy. So she has a lot of patients that
hey,
generalized anxiety disorder, gang.
gang.
No, we're scared. Go ahead. No, she specializes in anxiety. And I was asking her, I'm like, okay, so if I'm somebody with generalized anxiety disorder, how can I differentiate whether I am just really anxious about a situation versus my gut is telling me that something's up?
That's an excellent question.
Right? It's almost like I'm good at this.
I know.
And she said the one way that you can really differentiate it is anxiety is obviously a big feeling of unease, but your gut feeling is usually a calm knowing. Like anxiety will involve emotions. It will involve urgency. It will involve some kind of uncomfortable sense of panic, whereas your gut feeling is kind of like, It comes to you in the shower. You're like, that was a little weird that he did that earlier.
It's like an all-knowing.
Mm-hmm. You have an understanding.
You have an understanding. And the one thing that I took away from that, having interviewed so many people about their breakups, having known something goes wrong in the end, and then also talking to my friends who have anxiety, because we all flock together, is usually when there's a gut feeling of something's wrong, they're usually shutting it down, like, no, nothing's wrong. Mm-hmm. And then when there's anxiety involved, it's almost like they want something to be wrong and they're looking for a way to get out of it. So I think you should clock that information as well. So that there you go. If you want to hear more about anxiety versus your gut feeling and more of the science behind it, you can head to the Breakup Breakdown wherever you get your podcast.
All right. I would like to reopen the Burt Show Book of Records to the woman that has the largest number of both shoes and bags. All right, it's a combo of both, right? I saw this video this weekend, which I have actually done with my ex-wife also. I walked into the closet one time after, I remember being upstairs working and hearing Stacy downstairs, just years and years ago, saying that she had nothing to wear or she had no shoes to wear for an event we were supposed to do that night. And I'm like, I was just in that closet. I know there's plenty of shoes. So I walk in there and there were so many that I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take each and every pair of these out, put them in the living room for her to see. So when she walks in, she can see how many shoes she has.
So you actually did what this dude did in the video?
I did the exact same thing.
No way.
It wasn't well received.
No.
But she walks in the house in this video. And he has done the exact same thing I did. And he's got a number of how many shoes she has.
Eric. What are you doing?
That's 100.
No.
That's 105 pairs of shoes, Leslie. So? Who needs 105 pairs of shoes?
I do.
105 freaking pairs of shoes. I have 4 pairs of shoes.
What are you doing that for? Now you gotta put it all up.
Do you need this many pairs of shoes?
Yes.
You need this many pairs of shoes?
Yes.
This is unreal. This doesn't even include the garage and the laundry.
Okay. So, clean them up.
No, you pick them up.
All right, so what I'm looking for is not only the amount of shoes, but the combination of shoes and bags. 1-855-BIRCHELL. We could put you on the voice disguiser. Who would have the combination, the most of those two combinations?
Why is he trying to yuck her yum? Like, it makes her happy.
Yuck her yum.
Yes.
Yuck her yum.
I played a video recently of a mom talking to her daughter about not stealing somebody else's joy, not yucking their yum. She's actually selling t-shirts now, which I think is, like, great for her. And she had this long talk with her. So, shoes aren't your thing. Cool. She obviously loves shoes. Why you gotta yuck her yum and hate on her shoes?
I'm guessing they have a budget together. Right?
Well, that's one thing. If
104
she's like,
pairs of... I'm totally five. On this dude's
you took,
side.
You took away.
105. What do you need 100? And I am guessing in there, if you really split them up into categories, she has 8 that are the exact same shoe.
I will count mine today, and okay. I will come with a number tomorrow.
All right.
Sometimes you need a different variation. You need like a nude pump, but you need a new wedge as well. So I opened up the video because I wanted to see what the people were saying in the comments because I was curious whose side they were going to take. And I think this comment speaks volumes about the actual video, that this isn't about the shoes. There is some deeper problem that he decided to lash out by using something that's always kind of agitated him. But if there wasn't like a problem that they have been battling in their marriage, he would have never done this. He's just using this as a tactic to really get under her skin.
I'm with the lady on this one.
Yeah.
I'm the problem. So I told my grandmother I didn't know what shoes to wear to my show. And she walked into my closet and counted my shoes. No one's ever done that. It's the first time they've ever actually been counted.
Ooh, can we guess?
Sure.
Because you are a sneakerhead.
I am. Mm-hmm.
40? 40 pairs of shoes?
Higher.
60.
60 pairs of shoes?
Higher.
70.
Higher.
80.
Higher.
90.
Lower.
85.
Higher.
89.
Lower.
87.
No! 87
pairs of shoes.
My man.
Come on.
And you know why I feel like I don't have a pair to wear? Because she explained it to me. You don't have a pair you haven't worn yet. You got to have at least one pair that you haven't worn yet and you feel safe. But when you've worn every pair you have, it just feels like you have nothing.
I am shooketh.
It's a sickness, man. I don't know. It is what it is.
No, it's like you're a collector.
That's my thing.
It's your thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am shooketh. Here is Marissa. Good morning. We are looking for the combination for the Burt Show Book of Records, most shoes and bags.
Okay, so that's my mom, like, her name. She's the one person I know who has the most shoes and purses, always, like, buying new ones. She probably has, like, I think, over 100 shoes mm-hmm. and probably over 20 purses.
100 shoes, 20 bags. Okay, 120. Yeah. Thank you for calling. Good God. Mo, you got some work to do. Jamie's way ahead of you here. Hey, Jamie, good morning.
Good morning. I have a little bit of a different answer. My boyfriend has 135 sneakers.
Mo would like to come over and see his collection.
Seriously. I got to go to the mall. I'm doing bad down here.
Have you ever done the math on what 135 pairs of sneakers might be?
No, I'm too scared to know.
I would never do the math either.
What do you normally pay for a pair of shoes? Like 220?
It could be anywhere. I say on average, probably about, 220 is a good number.
220. For average. Right, so let's do the math on this.
You ready for this?
No, I'm not.
19,140.
It's over like a decade, though. But damn.
No wonder why you don't have a car.
The Burt Show.